Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I am wearing my James Cook jersey right now.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I got this for 50% off because he changed his nameplate from Cook.
Stop bragging.
To Cook the Third. Well, I was just saying at a commercial break earlier today, Kimmy. Mm-hmm. Ryan, my brother, found this online. I had told everybody I know. So mm-hmm. Everybody we know went out and bought this jersey.
Yeah. Including my husband.
It's the greatest financial investment I've ever made in my life.
So this is the original jersey?
This is the one that doesn't have the three lines on the back of it.
So that makes it more valuable?
No, it's not valuable. I'm just saying, like... He's having an unbelievable season.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and I got it for half price, and I've been wearing it every Monday after the games, and I feel like a genius. Because normally you don't buy running back jerseys. They burn quick, Tommy. But this one, this one is going the distance.
Damn.
You're Buffalo Bills at 10 wins, a game and a half out of first place in the AFC East after a monster comeback 35-31 win in Foxborough yesterday. Joining us to celebrate said win, man who likes running his mouth with filthy words. Please welcome from 13WM at Buffalo Plus. Hot Takes, Filthy Mouth, Dan Fates. Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
How great did that feel yesterday? How great did that feel?
You know what's better than how good it feels right now is going back through every Patriots fan, their social media, and how they were pretty much throwing their Super Bowl parade of 21-0, and then seeing all of the sad comments afterwards and the cold takes exposed. That is the real joy that keeps on giving this holiday season.
All right, because I'm glad you brought this up.
So you don't have a side you're taking.
Yeah, way to stay unbiased, by the way, Mr. Sports.
We're the news, buddy.
Dan, Kimmy and I have this argument pretty much every year now. Because Kimmy says she has the most fun when the Bills are leading wire to wire, whether it's a game or whether it's a playoff race, right?
Like
I want
to feel a little comfortable, you know?
All right. Me, on the other hand, I am Richard.
You love the roller coaster.
I'm Tom Petty.
Love the thrill.
I'm Richard Petty. I'm Petty LaBelle. I want.
Putting it all on red.
It's okay. Yes. I want that lightning in my veins feeling. I also love. There is nothing better than watching a team you hate and a fan base you hate have hope ripped from their chest and shown to them while it's still beating. That was, like, if I could create a fantasy scenario.
Of pain?
Of pain. Like, that
go
was.
Go on stage.
That feeling after that game.
Yeah.
I have not. It was a natural high that I will be chasing for the rest of my
life.
Well,
it was funny seeing them hang those signs to say we're back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, all excited.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Exactly. It wasn't, like, this was a different. Like, even saying Miami, you'd be like, well, they haven't been here before. Like, they're having a great season. They've turned it around. This Patriots fan base is insufferable in the sense of they owned the NFL for 20 years, and now they're acting like they've been living in, like, the slums for 4 years. Like, oh, we're finally back. Finally back? You were gone for, like, a minute. Like, take a seat. Take a beat. And just understand that, like, as long as Josh Allen's here, it doesn't mean that you beat them one time in October that all of a sudden the division is yours. That's where, you know, it's like, oh, you're not objective. Yeah, I am. I'm covering the team. But
kind of.
But this fan base of like, oh, it's all ours now. Drake May is going to be the next superstar. It's like, we've seen this before. We've seen Jaden Daniels come and go. We've seen, young quarterbacks look really good, and then they don't. We went through this with Mac Jones, and everybody thought the game when the Bills, when he threw three passes.
I never heard of him.
Exactly.
Pat's gloating right now because he made this point earlier. He's
I've been making this point for 5 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're having a stroke.
I might also be having a stroke. No, I mean, Dan, let's talk about that because Drake May, and again, I'm getting stuff. Depending on what sports book you were looking at, either Matthew Stafford or Drake May was the odds-on MVP favorite going into that game yesterday. And the supposed best young quarterback in the NFL. That's all you've been hearing for 9 weeks. You heard TJ Watt, or excuse me, JJ Watt, whatever stupid Watt. They look like bears in suits. God, he's terrible on the color. You heard J.J. Watt, he runs the goddamn, he runs on the field and he blah, 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 blah. Your MVP quarterback, that's what he said, just like that. Your MVP quarterback in the second half to win the division, a chance to put a stake in the heart of the Buffalo Bills. Not only does he go, he throws for 48 yards, he throws an interception to the husk of Tre'Davious White, who I love, and it hurts me to say that out loud. Dan, they have the ball with 2.5 minutes left. They can go win that game. This is your career-defining drive up to this point. You can show the world you're here. You couldn't even get a first down, Dan.
Did he end in the dirt?
No, he put it in Joey Bosa's big sexy arm.
Oh, that's right. Big sexy arm.
By the way, it's a good thing that the fan base didn't fire Sean McDermott at halftime or Joe Brady because they really turned it around. I don't know how they did that. But this has kind of been the MO of this defense is they play atrocious, like they did in Atlanta, like they did in Pittsburgh, like they did against Cincinnati, like they did against New England. Like, this is kind of their thing. Like they did in Houston when Davis Mills diced them up. And then they buckle down in the second half. I don't know. I can't even explain it. And I know you can't play this game, Duffy, of like, well, if you take out this play, but if we do play that game and you take out the 65-yard touchdown,
I know you can't do this, but we're going to do this.
The Patriots, outside of that play, ran 17 other plays in the second half for 15 yards.
Damn.
That was the amount of yards they gained. Like, for as bad as they were, and for as Drake May to have, like, one drive, couldn't do it in the second half when the Bills were pretty much on life support, and you thought, well, they can't possibly get a stop. And Matt Milano and Trey White, it's like felt like it was 2018 again. That they're coming up and making big plays. It was wild to see the collapse. And you looked on the sidelines. It was the 3rd and 7 after the Trey White interception. They're backed up on their own 12, and he finds Kincaid over the middle for 24 yards. And they show the cutaway of Vrabel, and you're like, that's the guy that just ate bad chili. You're like, this is what.
Yeah, it's his face of bad chili. You're right.
No, all right, Dan,
unbelievable comeback.
All right, so, Dan, here's what I can't wrap my head around. And I've been Dan Fates, 13-WAM Buffalo Plus, joining us here. I had made the argument on Friday as Tommy and Kimmy both rolled their eyes at me, right?
As we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, look, I'm gloating. I don't care.
Yeah,
I am going to be insufferable.
Patty gloats.
I like that. We should get T-shirts. I am going to be insufferable for the rest of the week. I had said on Friday, Dan, that there is a difference between winning games and winning games that matter. And what is remarkable to me, and you just brought up Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White, I am safe in saying that there are players on that Patriots team that were responsible for Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White that are far more talented than those guys, right? Like, they should be outplaying what Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White are in this league. And again, it pains me to say that because I love those guys like they're my children, but it's a fact. Yet, Dan, because they have been through this fire before, somehow they know how to rise to the occasion. And I do not understand how that is physically possible. We saw it happen, Dan. How is that possible?
Well, Mike asked Khalil Shakir after the game, like, what is going through the locker room and what's going through the huddle when you're down 21-0? And, yeah, you got Josh Allen, but, you know, it's funny. You know, we joke around about how they're so focused in on the game and just one snap at a time, and that's what Josh will give you all the cliche answers. And Shakir goes, it's just kind of chill. Like, we're just chill. And you're like, this is wild. Like the fact that, you know, Josh said after the game, we don't blink. Like, when they're down all those, you know, when nothing is going right, they can't get anything going offensively. The offensive line that is supposed to be this great part of this team is allowing Josh Allen to get sacked against an average pass rush. It just felt like nothing was working. They just are unfazed. And they came back against Baltimore. They came back against Cincinnati. They came back against the Steelers being down at halftime. I don't understand it, but there's something about this team that feels comfortable when their backs are against the wall midway through a game. And that's a trait that you don't get beating the Cleveland Browns or beating the Tennessee Titans. Like, that's something that you've done time and time again where it's, okay, we've been in the playoffs, we've been in big moments, and we've come out on the other side. There just doesn't have this sense of panic. And then it also helps when you have Josh Allen. And to the point of your jersey, I was thinking about yesterday, Cook's got to be all pro this year. Like, I mean, for as much as we want to dog on Bean, and we've done that plenty about...
You're talking about Bean dogging.
I thought that was outlawed.
What, Bean dogging?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know it is in the South.
It is one of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
Bean dogging, dogging that bean.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
That's how you do comedy, Danny.
Back to you guys. You guys, I'm lost now.
Right, well, I have a question.
Sure, after you.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
So you're talking about but how in an important game like this are the Bills so flat in the first half? Like, they can't do a goddamn thing where you're getting, like, negative yardage. How does that happen?
Yeah.
In a game that's that important.
Hey, Tommy, I don't know if you know this. The other team, they get paid, too. Their coaches, they also get paid to come up with a game plan. And that's what they always say.
Okay. But you're talking about the great Josh Allen and the Cooksey.
Cooksey.
Yeah.
And bean dog.
You got bean dog bad, son. On national television in front of J.J. Watt.
You saw that, obviously, I think the bye week, they were able to scheme up some things and kind of contain Josh early on in that game. And, you know, they stuck to their principles of, okay, we're not going to let Josh run around. They spied him. Like, they had some great, you know, ideas and plans to kind of minimize Allen early. And then the Bills' defensive line, which has always been a problem for the last few years, reared its ugly head of not being able to get stops. The Patriots were toying with the Bills in the first half. I mean, they're running Drake May. They're running trick plays. Like, it was whatever they wanted to do. They were getting 8 yards a pop. So whatever adjustments Bobby Bevich or Sean McDermott was able to make at halftime, they were able to just settle in. And look, that place was rocking. Like, that place could sense blood in the water, and they weren't able to deliver the knockout punch. And when you just hang around, and again, Josh has done this now time and time again, the start of the second half to go score, stop, score, all of a sudden they get a little nervous, they pucker up, and the Bills kind of smelled the blood in the water on their end.
Well, when you eat a bean dog, you're going to have to pucker.
Well, you pucker.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to pucker it up.
I agree with you. Dan Fates, 13-way Buffalo Plus, hanging out with us here. You know, Dan brought up something we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, the pucker?
Which could explain.
Hey, Davis.
No, not that. I mean, by the way, when the Bills were down 21-0, all right, quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving the rink last night in Malone, New York.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
You were
afternoon.
Listening to it on the radio.
I had to listen to the whole game on the radio. So
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I mean, you know, the boys do a good job on the
radio's
ball.
Where it's at, bro.
Very.
Yeah.
TV's done.
But he did.
What is great on the color.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan texts me because Dan has nothing better to do on a Sunday than text me this. Right. I want to pull it up. So Gabe Davis, who I love, you know that.
Yeah, you do.
Was inactive
yesterday.
Weird
love affair there.
I will love him forever. Mm-hmm. So he writes, Gabe, inactive, ... Oh, let me say it like Dan talks.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be changing the passing game for the Bills.
Are you doing Catalana or are you doing Fates?
Fates is slowly becoming
okay,
Catalana.
Gotcha. Yeah, the morph, he's morphing.
So I give my excuse. And Dan writes, Gabe Davis has zero impact on the offense. And the only happiness I had when the Bills were down 21-0 was the thought that if this did not go well.
You got to be right.
Yes, I was going to be like, Dan was going to come on here. But say, Dan, what about Gabe Davis? Because here's the thing. There's two things we have not talked about. And remind me to bring up Keon Coleman in a second. I want to talk about something Dan just said. What we have failed to mention so far this morning.
What's that?
The Patriots came off a bye in that game.
Yeah.
They had 2 weeks to prepare for the Bills. So it makes a little bit of sense that the game plan they had in the first half was so dominant because they had the ability to take an extra 7 days to prepare.
Did they say in the beginning, though, that the Patriots are notoriously bad after their bye?
But how would they know that with Vrabel?
Oh, good point. Yeah, new team. Yeah.
Because they were saying like the last 5 years they've been awful, but that's been the post Brady era.
Sure.
And they were saying how Vrabel's been great off a bye, but that was the Titans era, like kind of things like that. So it's kind of tough to put that all in perspective.
But like McDermott after the game was asked about that, the bye, and he's paraphrasing, and he essentially said, and I agree with him, like, you know, if anybody can make up a game plan. It's when you're in the game and things start to change. That's where, you know, a coach.
That's where you had to make adjustments, Patrick.
But I mean, look, if there is one thing that McDermott has shown he can do, it's that when you show him something.
Bastard can act.
Two or three times, he's going to figure out a way to beat it. I mean, would anybody disagree with that statement? No? Good.
There's a difference between coming in with a game plan and then being able to adjust off that game plan. Like, that is something. And the Bills have. Like, they have done that a lot defensively over, like, the last 5 years. I can't remember how many times they give up an opening drive touchdown, which for the opposing offense, that is a scripted play. Those are the 12 best plays they have practiced and reps all season, all week long to know these are the plays we're going to like to do. And a lot of times the Bills seem to play like awesome. Like, they're like, all right, let's see what they're going to do. Oh, we give up a touchdown. And everybody's on social media going, this team stinks. They are awful. They're unprepared. They're uncoached. And then they give up like 10 points the rest of the game. And you're like, yeah, like they make the in-game adjustments, I think, better than most teams in the NFL. So while at one point you want to say, well, why don't you come out flying? It's a little bit like keeping their cards close to their vest and saying, we're not going to show you what we need until the biggest moments. And then we're going to blitz Matt Milano multiple times, which I can't remember the last time that's happened. And he comes up with two huge sacks.
And a forced fumble. Don't forget the forced fumble.
When did he force a fumble?
It said it. The Bill stats line said he forced a fumble. So look it up. It's called Stats, Dan. I don't know if you've seen it before. I'd take a look. I'd go take a look.
I don't remember that.
It says forced fumble. It says FF. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
FF. Anyway, Dan. All right, going back to the Keon Coleman thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
So what's the matter with him?
Keon Coleman, there's been a belief that it's either Gabe Davis or Keon Coleman in the lineup. They do essentially the same thing. I don't know, whatever.
Don't do what I think you're going to do.
Oh, what's that? Keon Coleman did not have a catch yesterday? Is that what I'm going to say? Because I bet Gabe Davis would have had a catch in that game. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought you were going to applaud his blocking.
No, I mean, he did have a good block. I mean, what did J.J. Watt said, no block, no rock, and he got a block, but got no rock. I don't know how
that works. So you're saying the kid's no good?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, Dan hates Keon Coleman for some reason.
Oh.
I don't hate Keon Coleman. I don't hate Gabe Davis. I just am not
He hates all of them. He has said, you heard it here first in the break room.
They're just not, to his point, they're not guys you should have to rely on, you know.
But I'll counter to that. I'm sorry, Dan. I don't mean to cut you off. You shouldn't have to rely on Tre'Davious White. Yeah, Tre'Davious White comes up with an interception that leads to a 90-yard touchdown drive yesterday. I'm saying, man, by any means necessary, the ghosts are waking up. It's like we're in South Bend, Indiana. Matt Milano's getting two sacks. Tre'Davious White is getting interceptions. And Gabe Davis would have had five touchdowns had he dressed in that game yesterday.
False.
That's what you're going to go with? That's the hill you want to die on?
From right here, Danny boy.
Sorry, I'm confused about Keon Coleman.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't want him on the team, or you do want him on the team?
He's doing nothing, literally nothing.
So you don't want him on the team?
I mean, I don't
You have
to have him.
No, but I think you'd rather not.
Well, yeah, I'd rather have something better than Keon Coleman. I mean, Dan, he's done, right? It's over.
Yeah, is what it feels like. And Tommy, it's this fact of, like, there's always this, our wide receivers, like, this guy's doing a great job blocking. It's like...
To keep him around?
Cool. Well, no, it's like... I don't really want my wide receivers, their best trait to be blocking. I'd like it to be getting open and catching the football. Like,
oh, the receiving. You want them to do more of the receiving part of the
that part. Right. Like, if they're great blockers, like, then put them on the offensive line. Like, it's a testament to this team, because you can look at it two different ways. But I was looking at the stats last four games. So going back to the Houston game by the Bills wide receivers, and they're atrocious. Like they're just awful. At some point, I'm looking at the stats last night. Keon Coleman has two catches for 16 yards. Gabe Davis has four catches for 40 yards. This is over a four-game span. Brandon Cooks has one catch in his three games. Lil Shakir has 16.
Almost had two after yesterday.
Yep. And I'm sitting there. It's like, it's such a testament to what Josh is able to figure out. And it's no more anybody eats. Everybody's starving, but it's the fact that Josh is just that good. Well, and
you can usually send him $1 a day.
Well, you know what? I hear there's plenty of bean dogs to go around.
I wouldn't eat those bean dogs. You're going to start puckering like the Patriots did. By the way, Pete, if you're looking to hire at 13 Wham, or I'm sorry, Dan, if you're looking to hire at 13 Wham, Pete wrote us on Instagram. He's got the stat for you. The forced fumble was a hit from Milano on Mac Hollins. The ball went out of bounds, but it was a forced fumble.
I was going to say, I was wondering when that happened.
But not a turnover.
That is an astute observation.
Well, he's astute.
Ooh, Dan looks dumb. When did that happen? What did that? I did not see that.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't say it. Kimmy and Dan did not see that happen. When did that happen? All right, Dan. It was everything seemingly went the Bills' way yesterday. The greatest thing that happened for Bills fans is how Kansas City knocked themselves out of the playoffs.
Tough day for them.
Yeah, I mean, here's what sucks. I don't want to see – you never want to see anybody get hurt, right? Like, from a home start. Are you okay over there?
I know.
I'm sorry.
God, are you going to make it?
Finally, the show's about to get good.
His turtleneck's choking him right now.
Maybe we can call Pete. He's got all these numbers.
Can't you pull the mic away? You're just happy anyway.
I don't want to miss it.
30 plus years in radio.
On the radio?
Dan, a fun fact for everybody listening, and I'm sure you know this before we do because we're all about the stats. With the Chiefs being eliminated from the playoffs yesterday, it ensures that the Super Bowl Bills of the 90s are still, as of now, the only team to go to four consecutive Super Bowls. The Chiefs had a chance to do it this year. They will not make the playoffs. That's it.
The Patriots didn't go to four
consecutive.
The only team to ever do it are the four consecutive Super Bowls, your 1990 through 93 Buffalo Bills.
Very sure. Fact of the day, you don't really want.
Well, no, that's a pretty. That's
it's impressive, but you never won a Super Bowl.
Why are you that guy? Why you got to be that guy?
What?
Don't be a dick.
And the Chiefs losing, like, at the last 3 weeks, everybody's been like, well, the Chiefs will turn it on now. The Chiefs, now this is when they'll turn it on. You know, I really wish that Mahomes didn't get hurt, or I wish it was just kind of a sprained knee. Instead, his knee bent the wrong way, and it's a torn ACL, the team has confirmed. They said yesterday they're exploring surgical options for that. That does suck because of just the fact of you never want to see a star in the league go out, and who knows where the recovery is. And that, can you say that it kind of took up a little bit of the fun out of the Chiefs missing out in the playoffs?
I agree with you 100%.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the goal.
So he's out for the season.
Look, man, let's put it this way. Dan, I don't mean to cut
Has anybody ever seen their backup quarterback?
Well, no.
Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew, he threw an interception to lose the game that he should not have done. He's the guy that lives in that bus.
Yeah, down in Florida.
No, I mean, like, Dan brings up a good point here.
What's up?
The Chiefs are going to be without Travis Kelce. He's going to retire at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And now you have a guy in Mahomes, the way that he plays ball, coming back from this injury is not going to
be really hard. That's the same guy.
I mean, this could be, and I don't want to get ahead of anything here, but, like, this changes the team significantly in Kansas City. Would you agree, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, they're way over the cap, which isn't real, but they're old. Like, they need to make decisions on what is Chris Jones doing. They have to make a decision on Trent McDuffie, who's, like, one of their best corners. Like, they got a lot of things to try and figure out. Their offensive line, they haven't been able – crazy. They've gone to the Super Bowl, you know, 3 years in a row, and their offensive line has gotten worse every single year. So I just wanted to sit there and be like – to kind of dance on the Chiefs losing, and you really – it's bad taste just because of, like, you never want to see a guy like that go down who had been dealing with a lingering knee injury to begin with, which stinks, and then he goes down like that. Really kind of sucks because it takes away a little bit of the fun and the shine of waking up this morning. The Bills come back from a 21-point deficit to beat the Patriots, and Chiefs are out, and you're like, yeah, it's bad taste to kind of rub it in.
Amen. All right, I'm going to say this. Hot take, Stan Fates hanging out with us here, Buffalo plus 13 Wham. I would like to remind everybody that I have been saying for the last 5 weeks.
What's you got to remind us again?
That the Bills will win the AFC East.
You did say
or
that.
Or you think they're going to win it
Look,
so they're not going to lose another game.
No, the Bills are winning out. There's no question
you
in my mind.
It's what you have to rely on the Patriots.
The Patriots, have to lose.
They're going to lose to Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah.
They have to lose two, though, right?
They have to lose
to a divisional opponent.
Yes. All right, so here's the thing. I am telling you right now, and you asked me this morning, and I'm saying it again so Dan can hear it. That team has – that loss yesterday broke the Patriots. They are now puckered.
They're devastated.
They are. Look, I'm telling you, man, like everything is a little heavier this morning in New England, and they can say all they want after the game about how they needed that loss and everything's going to be okay. It don't happen that way on a young team. It don't happen that way with a guy like Stephon Diggs who knows his time is running out to go get himself a championship. I am telling you right now.
Yeah.
The runway is there. Dan, would you disagree?
To the Super Bowl?
The runway's there.
To the AFC East Conference.
For the division title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear Diggs after the game?
He melted down?
No, he didn't.
No. He was, like, smiling like they had won and was like, no, this is fine. No, you know, we learned a valuable lesson today. We got to play 60 minutes. You know, that's all. This is good. You know, we're going to reset. This is exactly what we needed. And it's, like, the coke that is going on. Be like, you just... Dave, you were thinking about the hats and T-shirts. You're barking on the sideline. You couldn't wait. And then after that pass falls incomplete, Diggs is just silent on the sidelines. It was like, that one felt good. Like, on top of that, the honeymoon phase that he is in, we all know it won't last forever in New England with Diggs. But we're fine. Everything's fine. Everything's totally fine in New England.
Massive amounts of copium from Stephon Diggs. Dan Fates with 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus. All right, if I like everything you do with the Bills on 13 Wham, but I would like that plus some, where could I find that, Dan?
Well, you find more without me right now because Mike and Jenna were in Foxborough.
Oh, wait a minute. We just got word the ratings skyrocketed. Look at that.
Yeah. How about that? It's crazy. But they have their instant reaction podcast that's up now from the game. And then on Thursday, Mike, Jenna, and I will be doing our live podcast at Riverworks in Buffalo by the KeyBank Center.
They just told Dan Thursday. That's where it was. They're trying to get him out of town. How funny would that be? Yeah, Dan, come on out. Meet us out there. Riverworks, Dan.
I was called at the HSBC Arena, and I was like, that is not what it is called anymore. KeyBank Center. 5 to 7 on Thursday, live podcast from 7 to 8.
And that's for autographs and stuff like that. So what is that, autographs and stuff? What do you do?
Yeah. Yep, autographs, pictures, whatever you want, Tommy.
If I come down there, what am I getting?
Let's say he wanted a photo with you, but he wanted you shirtless because you work out, you work hard. Would you take your shirt off to take a photo with a fan, Dan?
I would not. I would not. I have to have some integrity.
When's that going to start?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Dan, we'll see you Saturday in Cleveland, buddy. Right. Let's get after it, Dan. Yeah.
Watch out, you're going to the game.
I thought you were
going to
say. Yeah, I thought, Duffy, when you were like, I've been saying it for 5 weeks, it was like, are you going to tell everybody that you're going to Cleveland and we're going to meet up to grab a beer?
Oh, I said last week, I'm going to try and get you to take your shirt off.
So he's hoping for shirtless Dan.
I want Cleveland shirtless Dan down on 4th Avenue.
Goals.
Come on, Dan.
Goals.
I think you're breaking up. Didn't hear any of that.
All right, we'll see when I get that shirtless Dan picture on Instagram Saturday night. Dan, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There goes... Currently shirtful.
Shirtful.
Soon to be shirtless Dan.
Soon to be shirtless.
Fully shirted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.